"Are you planning to follow a career in magical law, Miss Granger?" asked Scrimgeour.
"No, I'm not," retorted Hermione. "I'm hoping to do some good in the world."
Ron laughed. Scrimgeour's eyes flickered toward him and away again as Harry spoke.
"So why have you decided to let us have our things now? Can't think of a pretext to keep them?"
"No, it'll be because the 31 days are up," said Hermione at once. "They can't keep the objects longer than that unless they can prove they're dangerous, right?"
"Would you say you were close to Dumbledore, Ronald?" asked Scrimgeour, ignoring Hermione. Ron looked startled.
"Me? Not really. It was always Harry who..."
Ron looked around at Harry and Hermione to see Hermione giving him a "stop talking now" sort of look, but the damage was done. Scrimgeour looked as though he had heard exactly what he had expected and wanted to hear. He swooped like a bird of prey upon Ron's answer.
"If you were not very close to Dumbledore, how do you account for the fact that he remembered you in his will? He made exceptionally few personal bequests. The vast majority of his possessions, his private library, his magical instruments and other personal effects were left to Hogwarts. Why do you think you were singled out?"
"I don't know," said Ron. When I say we weren't close, I mean, I think he liked me." "You're being modest, Ron," said Hermione. "Dumbledore was very fond of you."
This was stretching the truth to breaking point. As far as Harry knew, Ron and Dumbledore had never been alone together, and direct contact between them had been negligible. However, Scrimgeour did not seem to be listening. He put his hand inside his cloak and drew out a drawstring pouch, much larger than the one Hagrid had given Harry. From it, he removed a scroll of parchment, which he unrolled and read aloud.
"The last will and testament of Albus Percival Wulfric Brian Dumbledore. Yes, here we are. To Ronald Bilious Weasley, I leave my deluminator in the hope that he will remember me when he uses it."
Scrimgeour took from the bag an object that Harry had seen before. It looked something like a silver cigarette lighter, but it had, he knew, the power to suck all light from a place and restore it with a simple click. Scrimgeour leaned forward and passed the deluminator to Ron, who took it and turned it over in his fingers, looking stunned.
"That is a valuable object," said Scrimgeour, watching Ron. "It may even be unique. Certainly it is of Dumbledore's own design. Why would he have left you an item so rare?"
Ron shook his head, looking bewildered.
"Dumbledore must have taught thousands of students," Scrimgeour persevered. "Yet the only ones he remembered in his will are you three. Why is that? To what use did he think you would put his deluminator, Mr. Weasley?"
"Put out lights, I suppose," mumbled Ron. "What else could I do with it?"
Evidently, Scrimgeour had no suggestions. After squinting at Ron for a moment or two, he turned back to Dumbledore's will.